October 19th, 1851. Saratoga Springs, New York. Letter to Chandler B. Preston and Eliza Ann Preston. Letter of personal encouragement to friends in Camden, New York. Dear Brother and Sister Preston, we received a letter a few days since from Brethren Ira, Abby, and William Hyatt. The letter stated that the little band in your vicinity were rising. It also stated that Brother William Wakefield wanted the paper. We have sent the papers to him, all the while James has never erased his name from our list. If he has not received the papers, it must be in the office now, for he has sent his paper regularly ever since last winter to McConnellsville, near Vienna, New York. Brother should not be so heedless whom we send the papers to as to let them lie in the office. Our meeting yesterday was interesting. Especially in the evening, the Spirit of God settled upon us like the dew upon the mown grass, and our hearts were made joyful in God. We feel the need of being fully prepared and fitted to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. We are doing up work for eternity, and may the Lord help us that we may have it done and well done, that we may receive the refreshing and latter rain that is soon to come from God upon all those who are zealous of good works. It becomes us to search our hearts carefully and have every wrong purged away from us, that we may be pure and holy and stand in the clear light of God where we can shed a holy influence. We love you as we ever have, should be pleased to hear from you, but much more pleased to see you. I hope and pray that the enemy may make no more inroads. Strive hard to preserve union among you. Where there is union, there is strength, and God will work among you, by you, and through you, if you will only strive to be wholly consecrated to God and be at peace among yourselves, and each one strive with all their might to keep the victory over self and over every besetment, every wrong word and action. We do not think that we shall be able to attend the conference at Camden, New York, or, I might say, it is impossible for us to attend it unless we give up the paper entirely. We shall start next Thursday for the East to be gone 3 weeks, and the paper must be delayed. The flock of God need the paper and must have it. Aunt Rachel, Cushing, sends her love to you both, and Janetta and Gilbert, Preston, and Sister Nelson, Curtis. Tell Sister Curtis for me to keep up good courage, to hope in God. He will not leave nor forsake her. Sister Clarissa, Clarissa M. Bonfoy, is better than she has been for months. Aunt Rachel's health is good. The spring water does her good. Sarah and Stephen, Stephen and Sarah Belden, enjoy health. The spring water agrees with us all but Clarissa. Edson, James Edson White, is smart and well. He talks very plain. James's, James Springer White, health is quite good for him. We are striving for eternal life, and we know that heaven will be cheap enough if we have to go through suffering and afflictions to get there. Much love to Sister Almira Preston, Almira Preston, and Brother and Sister Pryor, Brother and Sister Elmer Waters, Brother Alonzo, Abby, and wife, and Brother Ira and wife, and Brother Hyatt, and accept much yourselves. Love to your children. Tell them to be faithful and of good courage. In love. We have some good times. We love to have Aunt Rachel with us. She is of our company, and we could not part with her anyway. Much love to Lucinda, Abby, and all the children.